Matt Greenwood back on KJF Sports Talk, speaking to Nate Reiser, head coach for DeSoto Girls Soccer. As he joins us here, we're going to talk about the upcoming 2019 season. And first off, Coach, I just want to say thank you for making time out of your day to speak with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Appreciate what you're doing, getting all the sports on the radio. It's good to see.
Yeah, it's fun stuff, fun time of year, baseball and a little bit of track and field, and especially some girls soccer, which is what I'm pretty excited about this year as well. Coach, I want to start off, and I asked you this right before we turned on this interview. I asked you about the Jamboree and whether or not you had that against Bayless last week, and you said yes, so kind of give us the runaround as to how it went for you guys.
It went very well. Probably our best showing in the 4 or 5 years that we've been there. The girls started out with Afton, and it's the very first official, well, not really official, but first game type situation. You're always kind of nervous, see what the girls do, see if their nerves show through. And honestly, they looked calm, and they looked like it was exactly what it was meant for, which is just a chance to kind of get some time on a field as a team and to work the ball a little bit. And I was pleased because they owned the ball through that whole game and played well against Afton. So that was encouraging. And then after that, we played Hancock. And same thing. We had opportunities on goal. They actually came down, and one of our defenders just made a mistake between communication between a goalie and the defender, and Hancock scored on us. And it was also nice to see then what happens when we go down a goal. And the girls turned it around with a 20-minute game, still found a way to score 2 goals, which was great. And then we finished out with Bayless and played well against them. Seemed like the whole day I thought we were probably the best looking team out there with a plan and with a purpose and moving the ball, trying to do some things that were soccer-oriented and looked like that we had a specific purpose in mind. And a lot of times, girls, they get out there and it's like just kick the ball to the other end and let somebody up there try to handle things. Seems like from back to front, our girls all had a plan with what they wanted to do. So that was encouraging.
All right, very cool. Coach, I noticed you got a couple of goal scorers coming back for you this year, Macy Wills and Amy Reiser. Talk about those two and who else you expect to sort of step up and score some goals for you this year.
Well, what's sad is the number of goals we scored last year and who scored them. Those are both center midfielders. So that means we have a striker that's Madison Young, a great girl, crazy fast. And I think the challenge for her is she outruns the ball. So she tries to take off too fast and sometimes struggles keeping the ball where she wants it to go. But this year I've noticed already a difference in her. So I'm hoping that, in our striker role between her and Hannah Pogue, another fast girl, we've got some speed up front, which is fun to deal with. And then Shelby Kohler played goalie some for our JV last year, and we kind of moved her onto the field to try and see if she could get some varsity time on the field. When you have two goalies that are both near 6 feet tall and both very good, Shelby can play in the goal. It just seems like you're putting too much talent on the bench, so we moved Shelby onto the field. So we're really hoping that, between those three and Bailey Howard, we get a lot of girls that can score goals. That's what we're trying to find from up top. But Macy has come back even better than last year. She's comfortable on the ball, and we're trying to use her more outside in the wing. And Amy will continue to run that middle center mid area. But we had a nice addition with a foreign exchange student, which is the first time in 7 years that we've had one of those, at least for soccer. Her name is Christina Merritt. And she's honestly exactly like Amy. They both just very calm on the ball, comfortable on the ball, and want to distribute. So she's, your dream center midfielder who wants to just feed the ball off to people to score.
Coach, it appeared to be about 6 or 7 seniors for you last year, and based on the roster that I have in front of me, which is from last season, it appears you only have one senior left, and that's Macy Wills. Or not left, but one senior this year. Is that accurate? And if so, or if not, just talk about some of the players that you expect to be, the leader of the DeSoto girls soccer team this year.
They actually have 4 seniors. Macy's one of those, and she'll be a captain, along with Jordan Landis, who played last 3 years for me. And Jordan's trying to use Jordan and Macy on, each on the outside, allow them the room to kind of move and take off with speed. And they'll both be big factors. They're both captains and will help lead this thing. But then we had another great addition, which is Emily Smith. She was running track the last 2 years and a good basketball player, just an all-around great athlete. And she decided she'd give soccer a try her senior year and came out. And she's a blessing. She's wonderful. Honestly, she's so good on the ball that I want to put her in the midfield, but we really could use her in the back. And she's same thing in the back. She's just comfortable on the ball and calm. And so she's going to add a nice presence in the backfield for us. And then we have one more, which is Rose Thomas. And she'll probably come off the bench and play some in the back, maybe some in the mid.
Coach, a lot about soccer, especially on the back line, is reading the ball, reading the pace of the ball, reading the position of the players on the field. Who do you feel like on your team at the back line gets, you know, has the best grasp on how to look for things on the field during the action?
Well, in the 2 weeks we've had, honestly, Emily Smith has that, and she brought that over from basketball and playing other sports, and she's just able to read the game, and it's so enjoyable to watch her because she'll anticipate things and shut things down before they ever have a chance. And then we're teaming her up with Cameron Pele, who is a sophomore, and Cameron played kind of a mix between varsity and junior varsity last year. As a freshman, we could already tell that she was going to be our main force in the back, and she is. So those two will have the starting spots, and they're wonderful. They both read the game well. They're both solid presence. Cameron's another one of those girls close to 6 feet tall that's just, you know, strong and able-bodied and fast. So she's a lot of fun to have in the back. Because between her and Emily, they can clean up any mess we might have. And then from there, kind of fighting for that third and fourth defender spot. So it'll be fun to see who takes those roles.
Okay, very well. And I think you mentioned a couple of names earlier in the interview, Coach, some goalkeepers that I'm familiar with. Do you know who your starting goalkeeper is at this point already, or is that still in the works?
Yeah, it's going to be Abby Pope. She started for us as a freshman. And last year it was her and Shelby Kohler kind of battling for the spot. And we got to the end of the year, and they each have strengths and weaknesses. And, either one of them could go and goal. So with Abby, she's been dealing with some ankle issues. If something happens with her ankles again, I can put Shelby in there and be just as comfortable. She'll be great in that role, but I don't want to keep one of the two on the bench. So that's where I'm really pushing to get Shelby onto the field. But Abby's wonderful back there. She's you know, tall girl that's she's good in the air, she's good on the ground, she's good in a lot of areas, so I'm very comfortable with Abby back there.
All right, Coach Reiser, I know that you guys are at Farmington on Monday to begin the season officially. Any additional thoughts on that or about the upcoming season?
No, and just we're really just enjoying this year. It's nice to have some girls that are, you know, athletic and some soccer ability, and we're kind of pushing that. I'm going to try and use that athleticism and try to see what it can create for us this year. But Farmington's always going to be good with Audie over there. He's a great coach and great trainer, so it'll be fun to play against him first game.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to your girls this season, and we look forward to keeping in touch throughout the year.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right, that is Nate Reiser, head coach of DeSoto Girls Soccer, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.